Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is Respect for Parents Day. So how do parents instill respect? And it's quite a strange topic because to some extent people feel very, very strongly about a little smack. And of course nobody would ever or should ever justify extreme violence or a good hiding as we were told, or the whole belt thing or being smacked with the back of a brush. You know, I think when we grew up, it was a very different time. But the question is there ever a place for a smack, for parents to smack their children, or is there always a better alternative? Dr. Linda Blokland, chairperson at Clinical Psychology Forum, good morning. I would imagine it's quite a contentious issue, this one.
Good morning, Howard. Yes, it is a contentious issue. I heard you ask, is there ever a place for a smack? Well, there isn't ever a place for a smack. And, you know, parents have to these days find alternative ways to discipline their children and instill respect in them.
Right. And they shouldn't go the public shaming route either, I suppose. I'm just trying to think of alternatives. Like, how do we discipline our children? You know, what is the best? I mean, I'm being facetious, obviously. But what is the alternative to a smack, to ever resorting to that?
Yeah. And parents struggle with this, I know, as do teachers or anybody who has children in their care. But there are very effective ways of disciplining children. And with, you know, that whole idea of instilling respect, I don't think smacks ever instilled respect, maybe intimidation. But the most important thing that I think that parents need to do is to talk to their children. But you also have to time that talking. So with a very young child, obviously it's different. Talking is still something that should be done, but the talking would be different. So with very young children, you want to remove them from the danger of whatever it is, because it's usually something that's going to probably cause them harm. But later, you know, when the emotions are down, no matter what the age of the child, that is when the talking needs to start, not in the heat of the moment.
Right, so that's what I was wondering. You know, I've seen parents, the kids, let's say we're going for a walk and the kids run and they know they have to stop at the corner, but they run into the road. You know, that type of thing, exactly what you're referring to, where the child is in danger, endangering themselves, often a parental instinct is to smack a child at that point so they know that this is obviously very problematic. You're saying that the alternative is what?
Well, the alternative is to secure the child, make sure that the child is out of danger. So obviously it's difficult if they're running into the road, but to run after the child, obviously, and pull the child back. Or a little child who's going to put their finger in an electric socket
or
something.
I was thinking
it's
of that as well.
Parents' responsibility to protect the child first and foremost. And then, look, with the child running into the road, everybody gets a bit emotional, including the parents. It's frightening. But when people have calmed down and the child is safe, to then talk about the dangers of the road.
Yeah. And do kids always respond, no matter what age, to the talking and to the discussion around it? Do they remember it in the same way as they would getting a smack, for example?
Well, possibly they would,
but so not in the good way, is what you're going to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But, you know, that younger children, especially younger children, it will have to be repeated over and over again, you know,
and that happens anyway.
For that.
Yeah. That's happening anyway, irrespective.
Yes, exactly.
You know, anyone who's ever been a parent will know that it's not a one instruction process. It's absolutely repetitive, and that's just how
absolutely.
It is. What are the dangers? What are the dangers of smacking your child in terms of their development?
Well, there's no guarantee that they're actually going to know why they're getting a smack. I think a lot of children, you know, as they get older and they think back on their earlier childhood lives and they remember getting smacks, most of them will say they don't remember what they did. So the danger is there that you're not really enforcing the rule or what it is that you want them to learn. And of course, they then learn that the way to get something done, the way to push their will, is through violence of some kind, and that is a real danger.
So do we find, I mean, in terms of research, that children who have been smacked as kids are tend towards violence as a solution?
The research does suggest that. Look, it doesn't always happen, but that isn't an excuse to smack the child. There are also other dangers, such as the child can become withdrawn, anxious, and so on. So it doesn't have any good effect.
Right. So from a psychological perspective, there is never, in your view, and I would imagine that the view of most psychologists, that there is never an excuse to smack a child or a reason to smack a child.
Correct, Howard. No, there is never a reason to smack a child.
Dr. Linda Blokland, chairperson at Clinical Psychology Forum. Thank you, as always.